Hello, today I'm conducting an interview with Marie O'Dwyer regarding CPD continuing professional development courses. Marie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Yeah, thanks, Emer. I have been teaching in an urban school, in an urban primary school, and I've been teaching third class for the last 3 years.
Brilliant. And have you completed any continuing professional development courses in the last 12 months? And that's including in-service training.
Yes, I have completed the TEFL, so the Teach English as a Foreign Language course, the 140-hour course in the last 12 months.
Brilliant. And do you think that this CPD has enhanced the educational experience of your students?
Absolutely. I think it's really enhanced the educational experience at a grammatical level in English. I think that it's given me a great understanding in how to explain grammatical structures to students.
Okay, thank you, Marie. And what are the benefits of engaging in CPD?
The benefits of engaging in CPD would be lifelong learning and upskilling.
Excellent. And do you believe that there's any disadvantages of engaging in CPD?
Overall, I think engaging in CPD has a very positive effect on both teacher and students. But there are some negative aspects to it. Like sometimes you can have an awful lot of time constraints already, so it's hard to find the time if you don't have a time scheduled for it. If there's lack of support there in the school you're in, that could also be a difficulty. And just financial constraints, if there's no financial support to help pay for your CPD, that can be quite difficult, and especially as a young teacher and someone who's starting out in their career, it can be quite difficult financially.
Okay, and what are the key factors that influenced your take up of CPD? What made you do it in the first place?
Well, I had heard from colleagues that TEFL was very advantageous in helping students to learn grammar and to get a great grasp of the English language. So that really encouraged me, and also support from my principal and vice principal.
Okay, Marie. So in your opinion, what prevents teachers from participating in CPD?
Again, just time constraints. You sometimes end up doing a lot of extracurricular activities anyway. So that can take up a lot of your time. So sometimes if you were to participate in extracurricular activities and in CPD, you might end up working, you know, a 40 hour or more working week. Also, just again, financial constraints. If there isn't any funding there available, it can be very difficult to afford the courses.
Okay, and is there an area of CPD that requires additional support?
I think Irish definitely requires additional support.
Okay, and the Teaching Council intends to move towards a position where the renewal of registration with the Teaching Council will be subject to the receipt of evidence of engagement in continuous professional development. Do you think CPD should become compulsory?
Yes, absolutely.
And what would your reasons for that be? Is it just...
Just the advantage that it gives the students and the teachers, both groups benefit greatly from CPD, and teachers can find new ways of looking at things and teaching things, and it makes the classroom more exciting for kids as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Marie, for agreeing to be interviewed today.
Thank you, Emer.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. Bye now.